Hello, and welcome to our fun film mess. We all have rights for this, so do not protest. We got a great lineup and a whole lot of laughs. It's comedy tonight because that's our craft. And it is, actually. We got some thrills and adventure deluxe. Watch all the characters go running amok, for we got a great show that's gonna hit you in the face. It may not be a pie, but it's got a good taste. So sit back and relax, we're about to begin. And don't think of liking this as being a sin, for it's only a parody, so do not be worried, so sit your butt down. Let's go! Yeah!
This is a special edition of Lost and Rewound on Radio Free Brooklyn with your host, Eli Danziger. On this episode, part one of The Wizard of Zone. But first, these words.
Red Top, favorite hot spots. Something with hometowns and everyone's class clown. It's always been true. This buzz be you. Ah, yeah! Familiar as blue jeans, Hollywood chase scenes, as timeless as pop flies.
Call 1-800-441-4410.
All you have to bring is your love of everything. Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Hey y'all, Alon here. Jimmy will be back next week. Those familiar with the Danziger Zone recording series, of which Lost and Rewound is primarily based on, will not be surprised at the title of a radio play that I created entitled The Wizard of Zone. It's hard to remember just why and how I had the idea to start this in the first place, but to give you a brief summary, during the regular run of the Danziger Zone, I improvised the first part of many chapters during my sixth grade year. I kept it going and included segments of The Wizard of Zone in succession throughout the next four tapes that I recorded. And all of this lived primarily unheard, because that was the way it should have been. It was crude, inappropriate, and not well thought out. Plus, I edited myself a ton. And then, because I couldn't move on, because why would I? I decided to write an actual script for The Wizard of Zone. Using the general plotline, I rewrote the large bulk of the story for an independent project when I was in 8th grade. It gave me the chance to flesh out better, hopefully more distinct voices for the characters, not stammer over lines as much, and most importantly, use sound effects where applicable. I don't quite remember what the grade I got on it was, but I did save the script. Ultimately, I decided it would be important to set a supplemental tape with the script, and so I recorded The Wizard of Zone again on two separate tapes. One 90-minute tape, and then basically just like a little bit of the next tape, but more importantly, one large tape. And so, I decided to play it for you. Without further ado, I present to you part one of The Wizard of Zone. I'm sorry. But not sorry.
The Wizard of Zone! Speaker play for the Danziger Zone series by Eli Danziger. copyrighted in 1996. Oh, she didn't hurt you, did she, Peppy? That was quite a kick. Whoa! Hello, what do we got here? We just got a new TV, Lon. A 5-foot-long Magnavox. Must have cost a bundle. Don't even talk about the price. Hey, you know, speaking of price, we got a good bargain at a flea market while we were out. We got a necklace for my jewelry, a dinosaur for your father, and a skeleton for you to help me with drawing. Hey, Dad, what's with the dinosaur? You like playing with toys?
Elon, just because I'm your father doesn't mean I can't be a kid sometimes. Besides, these things look so realistic.
You go, Dad. You know, Peppy, sometimes I wonder. There really is a place out there where reality is nothing. Dreams are everything. Wouldn't that be a cool place to go to? No. Who is it? Hi, generally living in a small apartment. Well, how about a condo? They aren't houses and they aren't apartments. They're both, so what do you say? I hate salesmen. I really do. All right, I'm coming! If that's that idiot again, he can kiss my... Oh, hi, Miss Gulch. Afternoon, Mrs. Danziger. I'm here about your cat, Peppy. What about Peppy? Your cat bit me in the knee!
How did she do that?
He played with my dress and then bit my knee. Does it get any simpler than that? I guess not.
Elon, would you come here for a sec?
Yes, Dad? Elon, Miss Goat says Peppy bit her. Is that true? Oh, yes, very true. But she kicked him after that. Well, what was he supposed to do? Lightly place him on the ground? All I know is that you'll pay for hurting my cat. Pay? That reminds me, it's about time that for you folks to pay your rent.
I'm sorry, Miss Gulch, we just bought our new TV, but I promise you next month
pay for both months.
Not this time, Mr. Danziger. Either you pay the rent or that cat gets the boot. Oh? That's right, if you don't pay the rent, I'm taking the cat and putting it in a pound where it belongs. Don't you think that's going a bit over your head, Miss Gulch? I mean, Peppy isn't that bad. He's quite sweet, actually. Well, as far as I know, that cat has no reason why it should be put to sleep. You'll never take my cat if it's the last thing you do. You witch! Elon! That's right, you're a witch! I mean, old cranky, stinky witch! Well, I never! Goodbye and good riddance! Oh, I think we should talk about this later, but not now. Let's first test out our new TV. There's a flash! News bulletin! A hurricane has just entered the Bay Area and is now headed toward the Upper West Side. Please find a nearest storm shelter and be careful! This baby's a biggie! Thank you. Oh no! Hurricane Yolanda is headed our way soon! To the storm shelter, everyone! Come on, Elon! I'm trying to find Peppy! Oh, here he is behind the TV! Oh, Peppy, don't play with the wires! Come on! Ow! Was a bit surprising. I'm the mayor of Bunchkin Land. We want to congratulate you.
Congratulate me? For what?
You just dropped a 5-foot-long Magnavox TV on the Wicked Witch of the Northeast.
I did?
Yes, you did. Now we must celebrate with singing.
Excuse me, ma'am. May I interfere?
No one listens to that crappy music anymore. Try rock and roll. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Don't wait on Lady Head.
rap. We represent what we call the lollipop guild. Candy will steal the more money we build. Yo, we represent what we call the lollipop guild. Cause we're candy will steal the more money we build. And in the name of our lollipop guild, we wish to welcome you to the Bunchkin Man.
Word.
Out of the Lullaby League.
Try Mariah Carey.
So we represent the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, the Lullaby League, and in the name of the Lullaby League, we wish to welcome you to Bunchkin. We welcome you to Bunchkin, the
from no one, you'll be history. And in the name of qualified, you'll be a must. You'll be
log 1996. I have just wiped out 10 Bunchkins with my Bunchkin fertilizer. There are a lot of things that look very rare here. One is a boy, one is a TV, and the other is my sister crushed by a TV. Wait a minute! My sister? Oh no! Who did this horrible crime to my sister? Was it you, boy?
Hey, it's Jenny, the Good Witch of the South. Isn't she beautiful? Oh, yeah. Oh, please.
Well, hello, Elon. It's a pleasure to meet you. Jenny is thrilled to meet you. Oh, you flatter me.
Enough of this. Where are my shoes?
Huh?
I'm out of here.
Hello, Ida. Sorry about your sister, but the shoes have already been placed on Elon's feet.
They are?
Ding! Oh, I guess they are.
That's unfair! I purchased those blue Nikes just in case something happened to my sister! I paid $24.99 for those shoes, and you stole them!
Don't get too crazy, Ida. In fact, it's best if you leave before someone drops a TV on you.
Strong words for a lady. Very well, I will leave. But be aware, I am watching from above. I'll get you, handsome, and your stinky cat, too.
My cat's stinky? Since when? Well, can't you smell? It's your feline farting. Gosh, that's the start of problems. I hope it's okay to keep the cat here with the Bunchkins. I believe that can be arranged. Anyway, what now? I want to get home soon. Did you bring a 1995 Porsche 911 Carrera? I'm only 14. I can't drive. Well, then you'll have to walk.
Walk where?
To Quartz City and speak to the Wizard of Zone. Da 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 da.
Jeez, they like him.
Yes, they do.
So, this Wizard of Zone, is he nice or is he strict?
Well, he's nice some of the time, but he acts crazy and demented, and then he's strict.
Got it.
Anyway, that does not matter. Go and see the wizard, and you will surely get home. It's a long way and a tough journey. I'm counting on you, Elon.
You're the only hope.
Well, I'm on my way, but how How do I know that I'm going the right way? Just follow the green spider's road, honey. Oh, and by the way, here's my number, just in case you need it. Bye! Follow the green spotted road. Doo-doo-doo. Follow the green spotted road. Doo-doo-doo. Follow the green spotted road. Okay, I got it. Follow the green spotted road. Okay, follow the green spotted road. Good, follow the green spotted road. Oh, man, follow the green spotted road. Do toy race. Follow the green spotted road. You guys gotta find something else to say. You're off to see the wizard, the wackiest wizard in his own. We hear he is a weird genius, both at the same time. If there was anyone wondering, there is one, but just because he is the strangest wizard that ever lived. Besides the fact that he's really smart, we're off to see that wizard, the wackiest wizard in his own. I still think it should be reggae. Wow, this is odd. First I'm in a village, now a graveyard? Who are you? I'm a skeleton, but you can just call me Scully. Who are you, a witch? No, I'm Elon. Witches are present of the moment? No, witches are mean, disgusting things.
Okay, I think I understand.
Pardon me, but it's best if you go back. Huh? Where'd that come from? Or maybe it's best if you go forward. What the hell are you blabbing about? Wait, what does it say in this script again?
Hold up. Only some idiot would ask for a script and employ with a script. You don't have a brain.
You're right, I don't have a brain, just an empty cranium.
Empty cranium? Hold on a sec. Guy, you really don't have a brain. You are a total idiot.
Maybe you're right. I am still trying to realize my stupidity while hanging on this noose.
That reminds me, what are you doing on this noose?
It started around 5 years ago when I was walking through this very graveyard. The Wicked Witch of the Northeast came from behind and tightened the noose around my neck. Then she hung me on this tree, and I've been hanging here ever since.
So, what does this have to do with having no brain?
Strangely enough, when I was hung on the tree by the noose, the rope was so tight that my brain splashed on my head and fell out. I'm surprised they even have an afterlife. Alright, that's it. Where the hell is that titty boob coming from? Oh, that? Those are my ribs. For some odd reason, which I have no clue about, every time I make some bad joke or wisecrack, I'll always make a titty boob.
Strange. Let me get you down from there. Oh,
sorry about that. That's alright. I thought sooner or later my head would become popping off someday. After being hung on a noose 5 years straight, it's not easy being full of stupidity in your afterlife as a skeleton.
Tell me about it.
It's not easy to be dead when there's no brain in your head, because your afterlife's not plain. But if I do get a brain ever, then I'm sure I will be clever if I only had that brain. When your body's made of bones, it feels like you're alone and nothing is to obtain. But the only way to start is to try and get real smart if I only had a brain. Think, it's such a link to make you be as one. It could be really, really, really fun. I don't get it. I don't know why. I think I like...
Are you sure? Let me not be supersonic. That's pretty idiotic.
But that won't stop my reign. To be definitely one of the best in trying better than the rest to really get a brain.
What would you do with it then?
I don't know. You expect me to know, you stupid piece of... Whoops. Sorry.
Well, that was an interesting song. But you should watch yourself, though, or you might need a temper, too.
I understand. Anyway, it's nice talking to you. Glad you got me off the news, but I don't think there's anything you can do for me now. Wait a minute. I got it. You can come with me on my journey to the Wizard of Zone. Wizard of Zone? Isn't he the guy who gave a tin man a heart?
No, dimwit. That's the Wizard of Eyes. That's another story. The guy I'm seeing is the Wizard of Zone. I was told that his destination is Quartz City.
And you think he can give me a brain? That would be great. But are you sure there's no one else who can help?
Of course. Besides, the Good Witch of the South said he's the only one who can get me home.
What's a home?
A home is where people like me live. It's where the heart is.
Weird. I'll remember that.
But you're totally sure they'll give me a brain?
Positive.
Negative. Goodbye. Today for the makers of football brains, come the revolutionary corpse brain. A brain for the dead person in you. Only $49.95 plus shipping and handling, what so many say.
Shut up. Shut up. I hate salesmen. Bonk. Ha. Direct hit. I think the wizard awaits us, Elon.
To zone.
We're off to see that wizard, the wackiest wizard of Zone. We hear he is a weird, a genius, but at the same time, if there was anyone more deranged, there isn't one, but just because he is the strangest wizard that ever lived. Besides the fact that he's really smart. We're off to see that wizard, the wackiest wizard of Zone.
Oh, what happened? A couple seconds ago, we're in a graveyard, but now we're in a dump? Oh, this reminds me of PageMaster, except without the books. Oh, this place smells.
Yeah, it is pretty putrid. Hey, oh! Hey, watch where you're stepping, you pansies!
Hey, no one calls me a... Did I just hear garbage talk?
Your name is Trash Talk! Now they call me garbage again, and you'll wish you never had a nose.
Come on, I'm Trash Talk. We need to be on our way, but we can't get through with you in the middle of the road.
Well, Elon, why don't we just go past him? Well, then let's you try to get past him without fainting. Forget it, I get your point. Oh well, let's take a detour, Elon. I mean, we wouldn't go through that garbage.
Hey, you're not making fun of me again, are you?
Oh no, not at all. What do you mean? It's just we don't want to walk through you and get all dirty and yucky. I'll show you how to get rid of no garbage like him. All right, Joe, bring her on over.
Hey, what are you doing? What the? Hey, bring me down, you stupid machinery. I'll get you for this, you little punks. That fateful day when you look in your trash dispenser and that'll be me to jump on you and give you a big smooch on the cheek. How you like?
Ever heard of a garbage truck?
You know, Scully, you may be dumb in the head, but there is something in there that makes you a bit smart. Your wit.
Really? Wow, what do you mean by that?
You always know what to do at the right time. For example, when you're walking and there's a banana peel on the ground, you always know not to step on it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What? Hey, there's a banana peel right in the... Whoa! Hey!
I take back everything I said.
Aw, man. Hey, Scully, what's that under you? Is that a person? Oh my god, get off! What is it? It's a man!
It's a recorder!
Why, it's both! It's a recorder man! Man, he's huge. Hey, I think I hear him saying something. Huh? I don't get it. I think he wants us to press the rewind button. Scully, if you will. Don't mind if I do. Brain! Press the play button. All right.
There we go. Good as new. I'm working again. You're welcome. Thank you. Hold on. Who are you?
I'm Elon. Now my friend here is Scully, the brainless skeleton.
Don't. Well, it's nice to meet you two. I'm the Recorder Man. You can just call me the Recorder Man. I'm very thankful for you for turning me on. You don't know how great it is to actually stand up and move around.
Well, we should. We do it every day. Anyway, what's a nice piece of machinery like you doing in a dump like this?
Well, you see, it all started on a cloudy day about a week ago. It occurred in the music store. I was just browsing a new product for sale. A nice black box that had all the functions to record.
You mean like the recorder that I had?
Exactly. Anyway, just then, she came in. The Wicked Witch of the Northwest. She needed a recorder that day, but she decided to take this other one that was older and a little more classier. She saw me and took me too, and shoplifted. She threw me in the junkyard to add insult to injury, and when I fell, I stopped. I've been that way ever since, until you guys came.
Well, you fell. Did anything break?
Actually, nothing broke, but something fell out. My batteries.
What?
I know it's hard to believe, but I'm a recorder without batteries.
Then why
are you talking? And this, why are you this big? Weird things happen when you leave a recorder in a junkyard.
I see. But without batteries, don't you feel lost? I mean, without them, a recorder is not complete. I just can't imagine what it's like to be like that.
I know, and if I just had those batteries, I can actually be something. How would you like to not have a voice when it's not only your choice to act very glee? But if machinery uses one jerk, then I might be able to work if I had some batteries. When you are a junkie recorder, you'll feel in such disorder and feel like such a sleaze. But to make a conversation for my independent station, I gotta get some batteries. Psych! Do my mic! And you will be happy. I will show you why I'm good with batteries. Because what I get is from what I believe. But this problem had you stalled. I'd show them all. Those machines are new technology. Cause the people weren't meeker, then they listen in my speaker when I get some batteries.
Wow, that was awesome. So good. It was better than Scully's song.
Oh, man. You really think so, Elon?
No.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sorry about that, Scully. You must feel bad not having a brain. Tell me about it. I've noticed that batteries to me are like a heart to you, Elon. Elon?
What? I missed that.
So anyway, what brings you through this junkyard?
We're on our way to the Wizard Zone. Guy hearing that music. It's too annoying.
Wizard of Zone, eh? I've heard of him on my radio. Isn't that the guy who grants people's desires?
I guess.
Woohoo! Here's my break bank to get my batteries.
Don't go too ahead of yourself, Recorder Man. We don't even know if he will grant our wishes.
Gotcha. Anyway, where are you going?
Scully needs a brain, and I need a one-way ticket out of here.
Sounds reasonable, but if you're taking me, just watch to make sure my program won't stop.
I'm sure that if this plan works out, you'll both be able to go back to your regular lives, and I'll be able to get back home.
Home? What's a home? Yeah, what is a home? You see, it's a... come on, let's go. To Zone? To Zone.
We're off to see that wizard, the wackiest Mr. DeZone. We hear he is a weird and a genius, both at the same time. There was anyone more deranged, there isn't one, but just because he is the strangest wizard that ever is. Because of the fact that he's really smart. We're off to see that wizard, the wackiest Mr. DeZone. Not again! Now we're in a stinking jungle! How? Why? I just don't get it.
I guess we saw this coming, huh, folks? Guys, I hate to break in, but notice how the jungle is getting kinda dark.
You're right, Scully. I'm kinda scared. Peppy, what are you doing here?
Probably needed something from the wizard, too.
Now, stop following us, you stray. What do you need, catnip?
Scully, Peppy is my cat.
Oh.
What was that?
Silly, you got scared over a falling branch.
Yeah, but what caused it to fall?
Good point. Well, to answer your question, basically anything.
Like what?
Pit bulls, Venus flytraps, Komodo dragons, rabid raccoons, runaway elephants, and that's only the start.
Will they hurt us?
Hurt us? They'll mangle us. Anyway, there are much more than the ones I just mentioned.
More?
Of course. Poison tarantulas, aliens, Newt Gingrich, and maybe even the New Jersey Devils.
Scary. But whatever happened to lions, tigers, and bears?
Hey, you want to be in this story or the other one? This one? Thank you. But the most dangerous creatures of all are weirdos, skeletons, and recorders. Silly, isn't it?
Do they eat bones?
No, but the dogs probably do.
What is your problem? How do you know all these things?
I don't know. I just do, okay?
And what's this thing with weirdos, skeletons, and recorders? If you guys are a recorder and a skeleton, why are they here in a jungle to kill us?
It's not about killing, but about scaring.
Say what?
Zone is a weird place where seeing yourself is scarier than anything. That's why weirdos, skeletons, and recorders are dangerous. Because seeing your reflection will scare you to, well, death.
Yeah, I'll remember that, recorder man.
Guys, we gotta move fast! Scum might come and get me!
Scared by your reflection. Ah, what a bunch of crap.
Hi, kids.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I was just being friendly. Come back, please. Oh, man. Oh, well. Might as well be practicing my moves while I'm out here.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Oh, yeah. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Let's go. Come on. Let's see what we made up. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Woo! Da-da-da. Yes?
I represent the companies which carry the Rocky Movies, pay-per-view of value segments, the movie Dinksville, World Championship Wrestling, and the other wrestling and boxing corporations. I am nowhere from their desires to exterminate you once and for all, so I have no choice but to put the knife in your butter churn.
What? Oh, my soul, my no! Oh, special friend. Oh. Is it safe?
I think so. Let's check it out.
You mean you come back and fight like a... Man.
Who are you?
I'm Elon. This is Scully, the brainless skeleton. And this is the recorder man without batteries. Ah! Get away from me! You scare me! Ah!
What's your problem? You're freaking out, man! Speaking of freaky, what was going on back there? Only a nerd would fall to the hands of a geeky associate who always wears suits.
You're nothing but a big baby. You can't even stand up for yourself.
You're right. I'm a chickenosaurus. I have no courage at all.
What? The name's Cowardly Dinosaur, but you can call me Dino if you don't think I'm cowardly. Oh, believe me, Dino, you are cowardly.
So now, what's this thing about having no courage at all?
The truth of the matter is, I was born with no courage.
Born with no courage at all?
Exactly. And if you want to go further than that, I'm not talking.
Fine with us.
I can't imagine how hard it must be when you were young. How does it feel to have no courage?
It's good you asked that question. I wrote a song about it.
Oh, boy. How do we know this was coming?
I'm the attitude of a gizzard, but outside I'm a lizard who's empty of his verve. I could be strong like Arnie if I wasn't a sissy like Bonnie if I only had the nerve. I'm a disgrace to dinosaurs for not doing much chores to protect and to save. I'd be brave as a Tyrannosaurus.
I'd be talking as a chorus. I'd be trimmer like Chuck Norris.
Huh? Well, he is smart too. Just look at those studs.
Only if a wizard is a wizard who could help us,
then I'm sure to get a brain. Batteries.
My apartment. Courage. Da-da.
Wow, well, that was pretty cool.
We got to express ourselves by telling each other our desires.
Oh, this is the happiest day for me since my A-plus on my report on the Precambrian era. I'm actually meeting people with problems like me. You need brains, you need batteries, lo and behold, and you need, whatever you need. It's called a home.
What's a home?
Ditto.
Trippo?
You make me tired of these stupid questions. Let's go to the wizard. Question before we go. Are you completely sure this wizard guy will give me courage? Courage is kind of a hard thing to give to hopeless souls like me.
Yes, yes! Come on, we have no time to waste. Let's go.
Now what? Wicked Witch of the Northwest! Well, run for your life!
Not so fast. I've come to waste time for your journey to make fun of you. You want to get a brain, right? Well, stuff it. You want to get batteries? Just keep on going and going, and you will find them. And you want courage? Ha! I laugh in the face of you. You think all good times are coming your way? Well, you're wrong, because you crossed paths with me. Now you, the shoes.
Yeah, we got that rap, damn it. Now cut the crap. What the hell do you want?
Well, I thought I'd drop in and insult your friends. It's quite amazing how stupid they look in person rather than what they look like on the TV.
What are you talking about?
You see, well, it all started when I described this one channel, which is Broadcast Channel. WBC has kept me on track to the latest news, and all I need to know. Wait a minute, we're totally off the subject here.
Well, we wanted to keep you away from the topic.
You make me so mad. I don't know why, but you just do. So mad I want to kill you.
You won't kill us because you don't have the guts.
See? I will! You stupid skull brain!
Me?
Yes, you! I'll turn you into a museum exhibit! And you! I'll turn you into a transistor radio! And you! They'll make you into a nylon videos! I'm out of here!
Wouldn't a broom be more sensible?
Make a museum exhibit out of me? That's for the dinosaurs. Elon, I'll make sure you get to the wizard, whether I get a brain or not. And I'll make sure that you get to the wizard, whether I get batteries or not. Make a transistor radio out of me? What an insult.
You can count on me to get you to the wizard, whether I get courage or not.
Kind of a risk there, wouldn't you say?
Your stuff is just as important as mine. Besides, you might turn me into nylon pantyhose.
Ew, that's just disgusting thinking about it.
I can understand now why she took a scaredy cat like me to be threatened with a thing like that.
Hey, we're not gonna let her stop us. We got ways to go to Quartz City before we go to see the Wizard of Zone. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shut up!
Thank you. We had to get rid of that sometime.
Hey, neighbors, I'm your man, Quartz City. Make sure to test out the new Sonda XTZ with 100 cylinders, 1,300 miles per hour, and a million horsepower equals 0.1 seconds, 0 to 60, at a price of 800 dectillion. It's like the speed of sound on the road.
Now there's one person I'm not scared of. To Zone! We're off to see that wizard, the wackiest wizard of Zone. He is a weird genius, both in this and time. If there was anyone more deranged, there isn't one, but just because he is the strangest wizard that ever lived. Besides the fact that he's really smart, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're off to see that wizard, the wackiest wizard of Zone. Not even gonna say it. It's happened too many times. However, I like the fact that this place is open. You know, fresh air, no trees, sunny day. It's just a perfect setting. The only other thing that would make it perfect is if Quartz City was nearby.
Sure it is, only about 3 cars or a mile away.
Really? Alright, this rocks. Let's go, guys. Quartz City is just a rock skip away.
I wonder how Dino knew that anyway.
Inside the witch's lair, trouble is brewing.
This is tough. Hey, let's check out what's on the news.
Other breaking news. 4 weird civilians have been found walking in a daisy field 3 quarters away from the remarkable Quartz City.
No, this can't be happening. Monkey Mike!
Yes, your weakness.
Stay here for 1 minute. Let's see here. Elixir, ether, booze. How did that get in there? DDT. There we are. Monkey Mike, this is DDT. One spray that can kill anyone in distance. I want you to soar from the sky, swoop down, and spray the DDT in the air.
Where?
On the TV, you dork!
I see. Leave everything to me, your weakness.
back at the daisy field.
Oh, we're almost there. I can see something above that hill. Hurry!
Up above. I wonder if the witch said she wanted me to spray the DDT or spay the DDT. Think it was spay. I may have to change my plan of attack then. Geronimo!
Back down.
Hey, what is that thing in the sky?
Whatever it is, that's something in its hand. That doesn't look good, Elon. It's a monkey. I have a bad feeling about this, guys. It's got a spray can in its hand. And it's aiming right for our ovaries. Why doesn't that sound right? That's my bad feeling. Look out! Ugh!
Up above.
Mission accomplished. The witch should be happy for my successful deed. Oh, now I remember. She said spray the DDT. Wait a minute, let me make sure they're all dead. 1, 2, 3, 3 out of 4. Good enough, she won't be that mad. Back down.
Oh, great. My friends are dead. What am I supposed to do now? Ding! Say, I wonder why Elon would be carrying a celery phone. Hey, and there's a number. Maybe this'll help. Hello? Hi, this is like a friend of Elon's. Come here and meet a... Well, that didn't take long. I came here as fast as I could. What happened here? He's dead. I know that. What happened to him? A monkey came and shoved a spray can up to where the sun don't shine in his body. Same with his friend. Yuck. Nice description. My name is Jenny, the Good Witch of the South. You must be the Brainless Skeleton Scully. It's nice to meet you. I see that monkey Mike was here, ordered by the witch. What? The witch? That sucks! How are we gonna get these guys alive? Just watch me. By the way, I gotta go for a manicure. So when I do, just after I bring them back alive, don't tell them anything! I want it to be a surprise. Okay. Here it goes. What happened? You got me. Hey, the recorder man stopped. Let's start him up again. Thanks, I needed that. Well, whatever happened with Edison before, it's over now. Let's go to Quartz City, guys. Yeah!
Back at the witch's lair.
You idiot! I told you to spray them, not spay them! What kind of idiot are you anyway?
Well, at least I killed most of them.
You idiot! The Good Witch of the South came to revive them! Now I have to do the dirty work. Since you goofed up, I think I'll pay a visit to Quartz City.
This is the end of Act 1 of The Wizard of Zone. Stop for any refreshments or food if you'd like. Or just turn the tape over and start the next act.
Damn. What's up? Well, you wouldn't understand. Shoot, I don't mind. What's wrong? Well, it's about the incident that happened before.
With the monkey?
I was right there. He was right there. I could have gotten him. Only if I wasn't so cowardly.
Gal, grip, man. Things will be all right. Right, Scully? Hey, Dino. Your mama was cowardly, right?
What did you say about my mama?
This! Scully, what was that for? You know, Dino, I've heard enough of your crap already. I don't want to hear complaining anymore. Do you understand, Chickenosaurus?
You know, now you're in for it now, Skeleton. First you diss my mom, then you say I complain too much. Now you're calling me a Chickenosaurus? At least I have brains.
Let me at him just once.
You know, Scully, just because I'm a coward doesn't mean I don't have any strength.
Let's see you use it.
You're just wasting my time.
Okay, guys, I think we dissed enough already for the day. Oh, don't you think, huh? And Recorder Man, if you don't have batteries, then why are you talking?
There's $1 million question for you.
Because, just because, not my fault. In Junkyard, stupid wins. Oh, hell with it. It's me, all right? How about a good reason, Blabbermouth? Or you're gonna pay for that comment. Man, someday someone's just gotta put you on pause. Maybe you need time out for yourself, brainless skeleton. I've had enough being called brainless skeleton. Why don't you fast-forward yourself so we don't have to hear your stupid insults? Now that's getting personal. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings? Are there any feelings inside those burnt circuits inside you? Don't push it.
Hey, I've had enough instead of you helplessly listening to you two insult each other, and now I feel I want a piece of the action. Hey, skeleton. How does a swift kick in the pelvis make you feel?
How about no?
Okay, then. Maybe I'll just eat one of those spare ribs on your chest. They look mighty tasty.
No!
Maybe I'll just eat your head off.
Ooh.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Guys!
Arguing isn't the answer to solve everything. Don't you get it?
Elon's right, guys. Arguing isn't the answer. We don't have to argue over it. Let's fight over it.
For once, Timwit, you said something intelligent. Don't you agree, Junk Man?
Sadly, yes, you spineless vermin.
Guys! Don't you get it? Fighting isn't the answer either.
Elon is right once again, fellow dorks. Fighting is not the answer either. Fighting and arguing is the answer.
Surprised you found that out, piece of crap recorder.
Shall we, Deadhead? Whenever you are, Chickenosaurus.
You stop it. Peppy, what are we gonna do? Hey, what's up with my shoes? Oh my god, what's going on? Oh my god, I'm lifting off the ground! Peppy! Whoa, watch out, guys! Oh! Whoa! Ow! Now what have I done? Oh! Thank God. Let me put your head back on.
Wait. What happened? Elon? You!
I didn't mean it. All I was thinking was to stop you guys from fighting so much. Wait a minute.
The shoes.
What about the shoes? Probably when I wanted to stop you guys, somehow the shoes, they...
Wow!
Hey, those shoes, they may have minds of its own. I'm guessing that the shoes react in a way when a bad situation is occurring.
They're bad situation shoes!
Aw, man! Good one, Scully. Have anything else intelligent to say?
Now, Recorder Man, don't get started yet. I don't want to hurt you again.
You want to hurt us? Why do you want to hurt us?
I don't mean to hurt you. It's just the shoes took over and started to bash your heads up. No, I know why they're called Nikes. They rhyme with spikies.
Ouch.
If I didn't know better, I'd say these shoes are my key to feeding that winch once and for all. That explains why Jenny put it in the right hands. And of course, that now I know why the witch is after me. For two reasons at that. Oh, Peppy, don't worry. I won't let her try and get and go for the shoes for anything in the world.
I remember where I came from. Peppy was almost going to be taken away by my landlord to the pound. Strangely enough, the landlord looked exactly like that witch.
Oh, forget all that happened in the past, Elon. Are you guys with me?
With you all the way, buddy.
You can count on us, man. No problemo, compadre. Now let's get moving.
Okay. If these coordinates on our map are correct, we should be... here? Boom!
Elon, is this Quartz City? What do you think, Bonehead?
God, please don't tell me that this rundown shack is what we've had to travel 2 lousy wasting days for. This is Quartz City. Yeah, Quartz City, my. Maybe it's be a Wizarding Zone. Maybe I'll go in there and find this whole thing. It's just a dream.
Using the Casio keyboard was one of the most crucial aspects of this recording project. Though the voices were certainly not as distinct as I'd hoped they'd be, the jokes, corny as they truly were, certainly were consistent within the confines of the characters themselves. There will be more to play for you, I'm sorry to tell you. But again, I'm not that sorry, and I will have to do it some other time. 'Cause for now, I must leave you and invite you to join us next week for another edition of Lost and Rewound here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Radio Free Brooklyn production.
That's some great music. Where did you get that music? You must have gotten that music somewhere. What? I'm not allowed to say? Fuck that!